Preparation to the lesson in the tens.
מתוך שיעור אתמול.
From yesterday's lesson.
לכן אין ברירה. אלא להשתמש באחב דעלייה.
Therefore, there's no choice but to use the achab of aliyah. I'm included in the upper society, the vessels of bestowal. Why are they the vessels of bestowal? Because if I relate to them as they are, as the vessels of bestowal, then in regard to me, they are the vessels of bestowal. I make them the vessels of bestowal. Meaning if you look at the group, they're all egoists and wicked. But if you're thinking, I want to integrate in them, I want to be devoted to them, I act through them, then immediately you discover that the upper force is there, the force of bestowal. My desires are included in the group. It means that I am in the achab of aliyah, the vessels of bestowal. For me, the ten are the vessels of bestowal, the vessels of the upper. The upper is always in bestowal in regard to me. This is the correction, and there are no other corrections. Let's talk about it.
I've been thinking, perhaps we can read it again. It wasn't quite clear. This is what you asked, Boris?
Therefore, we have no choice but to use the Achab of Aliyah. That I'm integrated in the upper, which is society, Galgalda and the nine vessels of bestowal. Why are they the vessels of bestowal? Because if I relate to them as they are, that they're in bestowal, then in regard to me, they're vessels of bestowal. I make them so. It's not that this is how they are in and of themselves. Meaning that if you look at the group, they're all wicked and egoists. But if you're thinking, I want to be integrated in them, I want to be devoted to them, I act through them, then immediately you discover that the upper force is there, the force of bestowal. My desires are integrated in the group. It means that I'm the achab of aliyah, that I'm included in the vessels of bestowal. For me, a ten is considered vessels of bestowal, the vessels of the upper. The upper is always in bestowal in regard to me. This is the only correction, and there are no other corrections. Let's talk about this for a while.
Yeah, it was a strong scrutiny from yesterday's lesson about a work in the ten and how through my annulment and taking the desires or the demands of the ten, you do what is written in Tess, in preface. You leave your own achap and you take the achap of the upper one, achap of ascent, the desires of the upper one, of the ten, or of the world, for that matter, and you work accordingly. This is our whole work, to keep annulling ourselves and to do what the Creator is demanding of us through the ten or through the world, or through the world to the ten.
And also after we read the excerpt for the second time, I couldn't really hear what it says. I'd really like for us to go into this lesson and helping each other to hear what is upon us to do. That we'll hear everything through the 10 and experience the entire lesson through it. So we won't fall into ourselves, but we'll always elevate ourselves to the place of the 10.
This is a good opportunity to be grateful for being given this privilege of having a group, a 10, with whom we can work with and to accept this spiritual system and enter to the lesson connected, as Dudi said.
It's really a part of yesterday's scrutiny. What's the connection between the Pticha and the Ten, the work that we have to do? Where is this upper Achap that we read about in the Pticha, trying to scrutinize different subtleties that sometimes are more, sometimes are less interesting, but it's all about our relation in the our relationships in the Ten. How am I supposed to feel your Achap? And try to be absorbed in it, because this is my only way to approach spirituality.
I don't really know what Achap is, but in every opportunity, Kabbalists remind us that the only means to reach adhesion with the Creator are the friends. If I will put them above me, if I will take an example from them, if I will cleave to them, if I will dissolve myself in them, in the connection between us that we create, then we can build a common deficiency, a spiritual clay in through which the light can work.
The
light cascades from above and clothes in the friends. We can feel that it's possible to experience this light only to the extent to which you annul to the friends.
Feeling the necessity to shift the light from, to see the light from within the ten is constantly increasing. And we should really, really want it. It should hurt us that we don't live from within them. We should have air in our lungs when we can do something through the ten.
From perception of reality, we learn that, first of all, a person builds a certain model, something inside, and only then he starts seeing it on the outside. The same goes for us. We have to build this connection between us and really live in it, in this feeling. And only afterwards will we be able to pass this model on to everyone else. Therefore, first and foremost, we have to reach the connection between us, the Kli, the one prayer, and then we'll be able to pass it on.
And everything Itzik said that we're committed to do, if we don't have the light, the force of the light can give us if we ask for it together.
It says in the excerpt that if I relate to them as though they are in bestowal, then they are the vessels of bestowal in regard to me. This is how I make them. It's not that this is how they are in and of themselves. So we're all the time talking about that what broke is our the connection between us. And to correct this shattering means to simply build an as-if correct relationship. And then the light will come to that connection and correct it.
We are building the Creator, we're building the Ten. Everything is through our attitude. So it turns out that we cannot complain to anyone, but we should just annul ourselves to put the Creator and the Ten and the Teacher and the Path above us. And it turns out not that we will disappear, but we will actually grow in spirituality.
Yeah, we'll annul and pray. Pray for the Ten, pray for the friends.
And we should hold on to this connection between us throughout the entire lesson, to cleave to Rav, and through that effort to get that light.
You already are in bestowal. The only problem is that I have to see it. Exactly like the excerpt says. And if I can't, then I have to ask. And this is exactly what we're studying about in tests, and we have to ask from above.
Eyal, can you read it again?
Therefore, we have no choice but to use the Achab of Aliyah, where I'm integrated in the upper, which is society, the Galgalta and the Naim, vessels of bestowal. Why are they the vessels of bestowal? Because if I refer to them as though they are already in bestowal, then in regard to me, they are in bestowal. Meaning, I make them that way. It's not that this is how they are in and of themselves. I look at the group. They're all egoists and wicked. But if you're thinking, I want to be devoted to them, I want to integrate in them, then I act through them. Immediately, I discover that there's the upper force, the force of bestowal there.
Yeah.